Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Give it all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Ben wants to do something nice for his mom on her birthday. He really wants to get her some flowers, but he's not old enough to drive. Even if he could, he wouldn't have the money to buy a single flower. But this doesn't stop him. The next morning, he wakes up early and walks inch by inch across his backyard to pick only the best dandelions. He comes bursting through the door and says, "Mommy, I love you. Happy birthday." She loved the gift from her son because he gave her everything he had to offer. The same woman's husband is on his way home from work and thinking, "You know, I really should get some flowers for my wife on her birthday. However, I'm already running late, but if I stop at the store, I'm going to miss the kickoff of the football game. Maybe I can just grab some of those yellow flowers growing in the middle of the yard." He walks into the house with a big smile and hands his wife a handful of the very same flowers she loved from her son. Which gift will she appreciate more? Those two gifts are the same in one way, what they gave. In the way that matters, in the attitude, they were very different, right? In our Bible reading today, we learn about a woman and her attitude toward God. A poor widow goes into the temple, and when it comes time for the offering, she puts in two copper coins. It was only a few cents compared to the many dollars of the rich people, but it was all the money she had. With her gift, she displays complete and total trust in God for her next meal, next breath, and next day. That is total and complete trust, physically and spiritually. This woman has given it all to God. We can be generous, just like Ben and the widow, giving back in every way with our gifts, time, and money, trusting that our good and mighty Savior, who gave us forgiveness of sins and heaven, will meet all our smaller needs as well. We bow our heads and fold our hands in prayer. Heavenly Father, lead us to put our trust in you to provide all we need each and every day. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.